Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is trusting in God's promises. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 10.
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, "Now behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go in to my maid, perhaps I will obtain children through her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. After Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abram's wife Sarai took Hagar the Egyptian, her maid, and gave her to her husband Abram as his wife. He went in to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. And Sarai said to Abram, "May the wrong done me be upon you. I gave my maid into your arms, but when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her sight. May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, your maid is in your power. Do to her what is good in your sight." So Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. He said, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going?" And she said, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority." Moreover, the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they will be too many to count."
Relying on God can often feel insufficient for the present circumstances. Maybe we don't see God working. Maybe we don't trust that He'll take care of us. Maybe it feels more secure to rely on ourselves and what we can control. Abram and Sarai definitely understand this feeling. It has now been 10 years since God gave His promise to Abram. 10 years of waiting for Sarai to get pregnant and have a child. Understandably so, Sarai is getting restless. She is already way past the age of bearing children. So Sarai takes matters into her own hands and tells Abram to secure an offspring through her maid. This was a regular custom of the day. When a wife couldn't have children, her maid often acted as a substitute for her. The child born to the maid would be treated as an heir to the married couple. Sarai's maid Hagar does in fact get pregnant. Sarai then becomes jealous that Hagar is able to have a child, and she treats Hagar poorly. Hagar runs away with her son into the desert. The angel of the Lord, who is possibly the pre-incarnate Christ, meets Hagar in the desert. He tells Hagar to return home, and he blesses her and her son, promising to multiply her descendants. Because of this interaction, Hagar names her son Ishmael, which means God hears. This account paints a picture of Abram wrongly taking matters into his own hands instead of relying on God. However, God will remain faithful to his original promise. Eventually, Abram's wife will conceive by the power of God and give birth to a baby named Isaac. In Galatians 4, Paul comments on the difference between the conception of these two babies. He says that Ishmael was born according to the flesh, but Isaac was born through the promise. In other words, Ishmael was conceived by a normal means of procreation, when Abram asserted his control instead of trusting God. Isaac, on the other hand, was conceived by a miracle of God because of God's promise. This distinction has implications for us today. Paul says that Ishmael represents people who are slaves to the law, but Isaac represents those who are free. Abram taking matters into his own hands to conceive Ishmael is compared to people taking their salvation into their own hands. When people try in their own control and own power to obey God, they are slaves to the law. They try and try, but never measure up to God's perfect standard on their own. On the other hand, Isaac's conception due to the promises of God is compared to those who receive salvation by faith, not works. This is what defines a Christian today. Christians are those who allow God's grace and God's promises to transform their hearts. They don't rely on what they can achieve. They don't rely on their own works. They receive the gift of salvation by faith. And Christians continue to live by faith as they mature spiritually. This means we look to God and His promises instead of to our own control and capabilities. When we struggle with doubt and impatience like Abram, we can choose to wait on the Lord and trust His promises instead of taking matters into our own hands. When we are worrying about getting a job or paying the bills, we can choose to trust God's promise that He will take care of us. When we are struggling with a lack of recognition or understanding from those around us, we can choose to trust in God's promise that He will reward us for our obedience. Or when we are facing circumstances that feel too hard to bear, we can choose to trust in God's promise that He has a good and perfect plan. One way I struggle with looking to my own control is in the area of self-help. I'm a perfectionist through and through. When I come to terms with something that needs work in my heart, I'm almost always impatient to just quote-unquote get it fixed. In my head, I'll come up with lists of things to do so that I can be better, so that I can make sure I won't mess up again. That is why the promise in Philippians 1:6 means so much to me. This verse says, "For I'm confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." The Bible tells me that God has already begun working in me, and He will continue working in me. He will not leave His work unfinished. Because of this promise, I can look to God instead of my willpower when I struggle. I can rest free from the anxiety and impatience because I can trust that God is already working His process in my life. In whatever ways you struggle, the Bible invites you as well to not rely on yourself, but to look to God, trusting in Him and His promises. Let's pray. God, thank You for Your gift of salvation that I did not earn. Thank You for freeing me from my slavery to my works and efforts, and for giving me the gift of grace. Help me to continue to rely on You and Your promises. When I'm struggling with impatience and doubt, help me to turn to You instead of taking matters into my own control. Amen. Where in your life are you currently doubting God? Where are you feeling impatient with His timing? Identify a promise in the Bible that speaks to your current situation. then pray and ask God to help you trust in this promise instead of relying on yourself.
I'm standing under the waterfall of your approval, and I find that I don't need anything else or anyone else but you. Your mercy is a song that I know by heart, but I forget the words the moment I start to trust anything else or anyone else but you. Show me how to stay here, stay here, stay here. I'll just wait here, wait here. Speak over me, tell me again that I'm someone you love. Let it sink in, tell me a million times who I am in heaven's eyes. So I'm letting go of all other names that I gave myself when I heard you say,
chose before.